Chema. So it's a short reflection on low self-esteem. So people often ask this question, especially today, children, women, men, everybody. And why it has become so common, what is the remedy? But in a very brief core aspect. So this is largely a modern problem, this I must say, because if you go back into the earlier village life, there was not this kind of competitive spirit. It has come with this sense of competitive spirit. So now everybody is comparing them with somebody else, and comparison is only in terms of wealth, only in terms of outer achievement. So this is the situation. Sri Krishna gave a solution long, long back. And his solution was Swabhava and Swadharma. Act according to that. So that's why the school was created. Ashram school was not for success in material field. I mean, people do. That's mother's grace. That people end up finding the right place. But the whole purpose was to find your right place in the universal rhythm. That should be our only concern. My place is appointed to me. It's my place. But nothing is permanent. But something has been kept for me. And we have to discover it. Just like when we came to Pondicherry and we asked someone, do you think we should buy a house? And he said, the house is already there for you. You have to discover it. And it's so true. If you are destined and you come, you will discover the house. You can't buy a house and then decide to come. I mean, people do everything, but I'm just saying. So similarly, there is a place in the universe which we alone can occupy. And that's how the Divine Mother has planned. And it's non-shiftable. And often I use this example. If you look at the grass and you look at the rose. Rose in terms of its beauty, magnificence, symbol is amazing. But you can imagine a garden without a rose, but you can't imagine a garden without grass. So, if you see in terms of indispensability, and perhaps that's why for all puja, you use a variety of grass which is called as durba, sacred grass. It's a symbol of humility. So, that's a place which is meant for grass. And if grass says, I want to be like a rose, and rose says, I want to be like grass, it creates a problem. And it applies at every level. In the animal world, in the plant world, everything has its own place and beauty. And another example is of a stone and the mountain. Mountain is great, majestic, symbol of, tapasya, symbol of human aspiration, physically trying to reach the sky. But if you have to carve an idol to do prana pratishtha, you need a stone. And if you have to make a step for people to reach out to the sky, you need a stone. You can even make a house out of that. So, each has its own place. The big, the small is human vision. Unfortunately, we have lost that capacity. And now we have got into that, what seems as big in terms of money and whatever so-called outer name. So, it has distorted the perception of our own Swadharma. Swadharma is what tells us what we are meant for. And we should follow that. And if we follow that, then there is no question of any problem with self-esteem, because that's myself, and to fulfill that is my esteem. So, success that way is not about comparing with somebody. Success is about fulfilling what you are meant for. If you do that, there are no comparisons. So essentially, what its solution is, that discover what you are meant for. People try all kinds of artificial methods, positive affirmations. Again, you are basically doing the same thing, that this is something negative. I must say, I can do it, I can do it, I can achieve it. That's not the path. You are on a wrong track. This is not the track. It's something like the tortoise keeps telling itself, I can do it, I will run the race and I'll fly and somehow I'll beat the rabbit. Now, if it wins, it's as much a failure, probably a worse failure. Because the tortoise was never meant to do that. tortoise was meant for something else. So, many times, because people ask, oh, I've been giving myself positive affirmation. I said, first to be sure, what is the road you have taken? So, positive affirmation is like I am running in a race and somebody is in front of me. No, I can make it. I can run and I can go fast. But you are still in the race. Even if you come first, you are only a first class rat. That's the only difference. So, discover what we are meant for. Spend time, parents, educators must spend time with children. So that they are, each one is meant for doing something unique. And I have seen people spend more than half their life chasing a dream which was not their dream. So they feel stifled after some time. They go through midlife crisis, depression, want to change, all kinds of things happen. So the solution lies with regard to self-esteem. Okay, of course, we should not compare with others. But saying this does not help. Because society will compare you. You yourself will end up comparing. Don't compare with others is a good advice. But it's something, it's as good as saying, you know, carry the mountain on your shoulders or some such advice. You can't. What is important is not don't compare or give positive affirmations, but discover what you are meant to do. And do it. Do it with courage. Do it with faith. So cultivate that faith and have the courage to fulfill your highest destiny. And if you do it, all this problem will just vanish like a house of cards. Because it has no reality. It's an illusion. It's a collective evolution, illusion in which mankind has trapped itself. Started believing that if it has this, therefore it will be happy. But happiness is about expressing your own deepest angst. Success is about expressing, doing what you are meant to do, what you were always meant to do. So this is the solution, the spiritual solution. Spend time in finding what you are meant to do. And the more you do it, the more automatically all these comparisons will drop. Automatically, you don't have to do anything. Because there are no competitors. That place is your place. Even if there are others doing the same thing, you are doing it in your own unique way. And you will get a joy from inside. So that's called Swadharma and Swabhava. We should get back to Swadharma and Swabhava. Then we won't have this problem. Automatically it will be go away. All else is only a patchwork and a short time remedy. Chiyama.